I take my text from the Passion according to St. Luke. And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And one of those robbers who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, "If thou be Christ, save thyself and us." But the other answering rebuked him, saying, "Neither dost thou fear God, seeing thou art under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due rewards of our deeds. But this man hath done no evil." And he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou shalt come into thy kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Amen, I say to thee, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Who made the first stations of the cross? The very first time, the Via Dolorosa, Good Friday, just before noon. Well, there was the Blessed Mother and St. John, and the soldiers, of course, doing their job, and an abundance of the Jews who had come to make sure the soldiers did do their job. And then there were the curious onlookers. There was Simon of Cyrene. He was a Gentile, a day laborer, a gardener. He carried the cross for Christ. And then there were the women of Jerusalem, the professional mourners. They were moved to tears at seeing our Lord's extreme sufferings and remembering his goodness, but they did not understand him. And then tradition tells us there was Veronica, who wiped his face with her veil, and he left the imprint of his adorable image upon it. And who else was there? You could almost forget the thieves, because the Roman way of execution was that the condemned should carry their own cross out to the place of execution. The bad thief was there then, with the cross, as our Lord and Dismas, with the cross tied to his outstretched arms, and then the good thief, as we call him, or Saint Dismas, and then our Lord. I thought of this little known fact, well, we know it, but we don't think about it too much, when I came across the story of Saint Francis of Assisi. Once he was visiting one of his monasteries, and the brother in charge, who has the name of guardian, so he's meant to guard the place. The guardian, with great relish and a certain amount of pride, I think, was telling St. Francis of how they had driven away a band of thieves from the house, from the monastery. And it was just sort of an interesting tidbit of news, and he was very surprised. You're always surprised when you talk to a saint. You never know what you're going to get. He was very surprised to be reprimanded. It may be that he had spoken too harshly to the thieves, that he'd used perhaps too much violence more than was necessary, or took too much pleasure in it, too much pride. In any case, he got a good talking to, a very severe reprimand. Because, of course, you're allowed to defend your own property. Well, that makes sense. But St. Francis, most of all, wanted the brethren to imitate him. He was really meant, I think, to deal with this the way St. Francis would have. That's how the order was organized at the beginning. Everyone was just to imitate St. Francis, a bit like with the Wolf of Gubbio, that is to say, to talk them down. But obviously, saints can talk down thieves, but not everyone else. In any case, he got it that day. "You acted in a cruel way," Saint Francis said to him, "because, brother, sinners are led back to God by holy meekness and not by some cruel scolding for our Master, Jesus Christ, whose gospel we have promised to observe, says that the doctor is not needed by those who are well, but by the sick. And I have not come to call the just, but sinners to penance. And therefore, he often ate with them, with sinners. And here comes the sort of the crown of thorns part, because St. Francis loved the crown of thorns, and he shared it willingly with his brethren, which was only fair, because they were supposed to be imitating him and our Lord in his passion. So, he says, since, brother, you acted against charity and against the example of Jesus Christ, I now order you, under holy obedience, to take right now this sack of bread and this jug of wine, which I have begged today. Go and look carefully for those robbers over all the mountains and the valleys until you find them, and offer them all this bread and all this wine for me. And then kneel down before them and humbly accuse yourself of your sin of cruelty. After all, think of it, if Dismas hadn't seen something merciful, something welcoming, something kind in the eyes and in the manner of our Lord, if our Lord had refused to look at him all that time they were together on the way of the cross, if our Lord had shunned him somehow, if that was the message that he delivered, well, Dismas would never have been saved. He would never be a saint in heaven, and he would never have merited to hear those wonderful words, Amen, I say to you, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. He would never have dared to say, Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. But what a spirit! It almost seems to us unattainable, the spirit of Christ, the spirit of a Saint Francis, because to embrace it runs counter to everything in us, because it seems that we should hit the thief over the head, and give him a good routing and a what for and all of the rest. And were we ever try something else, we would feel like fools, like simpletons, or who do we think we are, like hypocrites. If we tried it, but probably it would never occur to us in the moment that we should do so. And yet, this is our Lord's gospel. We should try it at least a little bit as we may be able to. And when we fail, when some opportunity to be meek and gentle and welcoming to sinners, we pass it by, when we refuse to be fools for Christ, why then at the very least, and we can all get in on this, we should humbly acknowledge our failure, because you know there's merit in this too. So, whether we carry our cross to Calvary or we carry another's cross to Calvary, or whether we fail and we fall rather miserably and get scolded by some saint because of it, what matters is that we make it to Calvary, and that we too, being there at the cross, should be so bold as to say, as we survey the scene of our sins and our Savior hanging there, to say just a word, go ahead, say it, remember me, O Lord, when thou comest into thy kingdom. And then may we be at that moment thieves of heaven who steal the key and steal on in, even though we don't deserve it, not a bit of it. May we hear the celestial Hodie today. Thou shalt be with me in paradise. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.